Do you want to live forever? It's a bit of a, you know, contentious topic. Sometimes you do, sometimes you think it might be a little too long of a time. But some say startup project Verenity can actually become the future of human evolution by immortalizing humanity in a digital realm. How bizarre is that? However, Verenity hasn't come out of nowhere. David Evans Bailey, PhD researcher in virtual realities at Auckland University of Technology, he's joining us now to talk a little bit more about what exactly is Verenity and why it might have left the public eye for a little bit. David, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. Thank you for joining us. So what exactly is the purpose of, am I pronouncing it correctly, Verenity?
Verenity.
Verenity.
Well, their idea was that they would create this virtual realm, virtual world, and gradually people would start living 50% in this world and some of the time in that world, and eventually when technology was supposedly able to do it, then people could become digital humans and live forever. And their proposition was that, you know, everyone would migrate into this digital, let's say, utopia, and the Earth would return to its natural state, as it were, that was kind of the idea that they had. I mean, it sounds very grandiose.
Sounds like an episode of Black Mirror.
Sort of, yeah.
So, how exactly does it? How does its aim of digital immortality? How does it work?
Well, that's what nobody really knows. At the end of the day, there's no definitive answer for that, and there's no technology that will produce it. And you've still got the unproven idea that if you digitize a person's brain, or however they might end up doing it, that that is the whole person. Because then you've got a whole school of thought that says, well, no. You know, a person is not a physical. There's a different, another element, a duality. There's the I, or the spiritual side, or whatever. However many people approach it from different aspects, and then there's the physical, and they're two different things. And then you've got a whole branch of neuroscience, etc., that say no, it's you are everything that's in your body, and that's you. And so nobody, A, has proven it one way or the other, and B, there's no technology that can prove it at this point, or that can even digitize somebody to that extent that they could take even the physical aspects of that person, as in like scanning their brain, whatever, and reproducing it, to prove that they can do it. So at this point in time, it's very much conjecture, although there are many there are some people that are pursuing actively in terms of the certainly the brain scanning thing, that its life is the brain, right? So the idea of the person has to be dead, and then they slice it up, and then they effectively scan it somehow and reproduce that as a neural network, and the hypothesis is that that will then take all the memories and everything else and so forth. But there's no evidence that to say that that will happen at this time.
Well, I'd definitely want to be passed away before they sliced up my brain. That would be a little uncomfortable.
Yeah. I'd say so, yeah.
But so how close are we actually to even beginning to start, say, digitizing our minds? Where's the technology at?
It's, I mean, I think it's about maybe 15, 20 years away. Certainly, I mean, there are things, other ways that might be discovered, where perhaps they put some sort of neural scanner thing that somehow can scan your brain waves and pick all the stuff up without the person being dead maybe somehow copy their memories, etc. I mean, you know, that's kind of science fantasy, but we all know that a lot of science fantasy has become science fact. So I wouldn't rule it out. But at this point in time, there isn't any technology that can do any of that. There is technology that apparently, you know, you can put this thing on your head and somehow control certain aspects of a computer and so forth, because it will pick up certain impulses in the brain that will trigger certain things, and if you can learn to communicate with it effectively in a sort of telepathic sort of brainwave kind of way, then you can control things with it.
I have seen some of the technology where people who don't have control of their arms and legs, they use their minds. They've got the little cap on their head. They use their minds to move a digital cursor on
a computer screen.
So it'll be really interesting to see if that's really just a precursor to, you know, everyone being able to go online permanently.
True.
Well, David, thank you so much for your time this morning.
That's no problem. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you very much. That was David Evans-Bailey, a PhD researcher in virtual reality land. Virtual reality at Auckland University of Technology, talking to us about startup project Verenity and what the potentials of cyber immortality. How exciting would that be?